Light of Life Radio now presents the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration.
We want to welcome you to this very special First Saturday Light of the World Cenacle. We're joining the Holy Father on the first Saturday of every month in praying for world peace, peace that will only come through family unity. The Holy Father has the formula. He's been given the gift from God to lead us through these dark waters and to lead us into that age of light, which he sees as the part of the Fatima prophecy. Our Blessed Mother promised that in the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph and an heir of peace will be granted to the world. But she also promised that if man did not repent and stop sinning, many nations would be annihilated. When the Holy Father was leaving the United States, he left with the most important message of all. And this is what he said. America, defend life. He said, this is the dignity of America. The reason she exists, the condition for her survival, yes, the ultimate test of her greatness, to respect every human person, especially the weakest and the most defenseless ones, those yet unborn. And we're praying in this first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle for the end of abortion. And now we're going to go to Loretta Young, and we're going to listen to her presentation on the Fatima message, which is a message for peace in our time. And then we're going to be saying the rosary together and meditating on the mysteries for 15 minutes. And then we're going to go to Pope John Paul, and he's going to be sharing with us his insights into the Blessed Virgin Mother, the sorrowful mother, the key to peace. And Mother Teresa will close with her insights on the Blessed Virgin Mother. Let us now go to Loretta Young.
Fatima, Portugal, is a holy place, a place touched by heaven. There in 1917, the Mother of God came to three simple children with a message of hope for our troubled age. Let us picture for a moment what happened at Fatima in 1917. Three little children tended sheep every day in the hills near Aljustrel, their village. Lucia, the oldest of the children, was a natural leader. While lively and fun-loving, she was always very careful to lead the children in prayer, and especially the rosary, the series of prayers that leads to meditation on the mysteries of the life of Jesus. Francesco and Jacinta, 4 and 2 years younger than their cousin Lucia, happily followed their benevolent leader in both fun and prayer. One day, while watching the sheep, the three children heard a distant rumbling in the sky. Expecting a thunderstorm, they sought shelter. Suddenly, over a small home oak tree, a woman appeared. She was poised above a cloud, and although they were frightened at first, the children immediately recognized in her a sublime, inexpressible kindness and motherliness. They knew they could trust her, and then they were no longer afraid. Once a month, for 6 consecutive months, from May through October of 1917, the children returned to speak with this exquisite lady, who eventually revealed herself as Our Lady of the Rosary. At each visit from this heavenly guest, Lucia would ask, What do you want of me? And as surely as the woman of the Gospels told the wine stewards during the marriage feast at Cana, do whatever he tells you, this woman told the three innocent children of Fatima in very simple words to live as Jesus taught us by his life and words. In essence, do whatever Jesus tells you in the Gospels. Love Jesus. Pray and sacrifice for sinners. Make up for the offenses that offend God's infinite wisdom and goodness. How? Well, by praying the rosary daily, by offering little sacrifices to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, by living our daily duties, whatever they may be, with great fidelity and love. The simple souls of Francesco and Jacinta took the lady's message and requests completely to heart. For the duration of their short lives, each was to die within a few years, they lived totally immersed in the reality of love for Jesus and Mary, with the unmistakable mark of authentic love, sacrifice. Francisco lived for the hidden Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, offering all of his pains and sufferings to his precious friend. Jacinta was preoccupied with the awareness that so many souls were going to go to hell because so few people were willing to suffer and pray for them. The Lady of the Rosary had revealed to Jacinta and the other children the truth about the fact of the existence of hell during her appearance in July of 1917. At the age of 9, Jacinta died alone in a hospital a long way from her home and loved ones. Sacrificing and praying till the very end of her young and beautiful life. Pope John Paul II's life is virtually bound to Fatima. On May 13th, 1981, the day commemorating the first appearance of Our Lady in 1917, an assassin's bullet nearly ended the life of this beloved shepherd of the Universal Church. The Holy Father was quick to pay tribute to Our Lady of Fatima, who he believed firmly had rescued him from death. And in May of 1982, His Holiness went as a pilgrim to Fatima. It is not, in fact, only to express my gratitude to Our Lady that I am going to Fatima on pilgrimage. I am going to that blessed place also to listen. To listen again in the name of the entire church. Listen to the message that rang out some 65 years ago from the lips of our common mother, worried about the destiny of her children. How can we not feel dismayed in the face of the enormous spread of secularism and permissiveness, which so seriously threatens the fundamental values of the Christian norms of morality? In these words, Pope John Paul II reflects on the appearance of the Mother of God at Fatima in 1917. He considers his own near destruction and laments today's values, anti-life, materialism, selfism. We, who are privileged to live in the United States of America, have a special opportunity during this, which is sponsored by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. We are hearing once again Mary's voice at Fatima. Do not offend Jesus anymore. Will America become great in God's sight as she is destined to be? Well, it depends on us, who have received the truth that sets hearts free. The truth about Jesus, the Redeemer, the truth that Our Lady recalled to our minds and hearts at Fatima, that we lead lives of prayer, of sacrifice, of fidelity to the duties of our state and life. Lives based on the gospel of her Son. Let us pray together that we will all play the part in the world's return to God through Mary. And let us keep alive in our hearts the following words of our beloved Pope at Fatima. They are a confident, unafraid, generous response to the Fatima challenge. The Pope said, "At this time, here in the sanctuary of Fatima, I wish to repeat now before all of you, totus tuus, all yours. O Mother, I ask that you offer me and all of these brethren, hiding and covering our poverty, with your merits and those of your divine Son, to the Father of mercy, in homage and gratitude, dear brothers and sisters." He also said, "This is the decisive moment in the life of the Church and of this generation. We are all invited to approach the throne of grace with faith in order to obtain grace. We are all invited to go to Jesus through Mary. All of us."
To review the First Saturday Formula for Peace, let us look at the intention. Making reparation for the insults, sacrileges, and indifferences committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What are these offenses? Our Lord told Sister Lucia that there are five. The blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception of His Mother, against Mary's virginity, against the divine maternity, refusing at the same time to accept Mary as the mother of all mankind. And those who try to publicly implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hate against the Immaculate Mother of God. And fifth, those who insult her directly in her statues. Now the promise that Our Lady gave Sister Lucia, and Sister Lucia told this to Pope Pius XII in a letter on December 2, 1940. She said, "Our Blessed Mother promises to assist the persons who will practice this devotion in the hour of their death with all the necessary graces for their salvation." Now, the conditions for the First Saturday Communion of Reparation are, first of all, confession within a reasonable period of time, Holy Communion, meditation for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary, which we're going to do, and then saying the Rosary, and doing this for five consecutive First Saturdays. This is the key. Now we're going to be listening to Mother Teresa of Calcutta and Pope John Paul II at the close of this program. They'll be giving their spiritual insights, and again, Our Lady of Fatima specifically asked Sister Lucia for 15-minute meditations on one or more of the mysteries of the Rosary. So let us imitate Pope John Paul and enter into this meditation as we say our Rosary.
You are listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the First Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or at info@afc.org.
Please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
For the intentions of our Holy Father, the Pope, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph.
Let us now meditate on the first joyful mystery, the mystery of the Annunciation to Mary in the Incarnation of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are at most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph.
Please be seated. The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. We pray for an increased love of neighbor.
and moved by the desire to assist her kinswoman, Mary set out with a caravan bound for Ain Karim and the house where the aged couple had dwelt since leaving Jerusalem. I myself had not seen Zachary from the day of his misfortune in the temple, when the power of speech was taken from him for doubting the angel's prophecy. But I am told he bore his punishment with good-hearted resignation. Perhaps he felt it was a small price to pay for the great gift God was about to bestow upon him through Elizabeth.
Mary! Mary!
Elizabeth.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
It has been revealed to you, Elizabeth.
As soon as your greeting sounded in my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. How have I deserved to be thus visited by the mother of my Lord?
I am but his handmaid. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him.
And what shall your son be called, Zachary?
He shall be called John.
John? But why John?
They have no kinsman named John.
An only son and not called after his father?
Peace, peace, my friends. It is for Zachary to say what the child shall be called. Zachary, what do you wish to call him? John is his name.
John?
What's the child to be called John?
Not Zachary, but John.
Then that is your wish. And you, Elizabeth?
His name shall be John, as the angel of the Lord commanded it.
So be it.
Blessed be God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.
Blessed be God.
I can speak.
He is no longer mute.
Let him speak.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. For he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a scepter of salvation in the house of his servant David. He has sworn an oath to our father Abraham that he would enable us to live without fear in his service, delivered from the hands of our enemies, passing all our days in holiness. And you, my child, will be known for a prophet of the Most High, going before the Lord to prepare his way for him. You will make known to his people salvation, that is, to release them from their sins. To give light to those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. The third joyful mystery, the birth of our Lord. We pray for the grace of detachment from the things of this world.
It is the same constellation. But the star is no longer there.
We are moving slightly south of Jerusalem.
How far is the city itself?
2, perhaps 3 hours.
Might the star's disappearance mean the new king has already been born?
In Jerusalem?
It is the throne of Herod.
And his son would be a king.
Do you have sleeping quarters?
For just the two of you?
Yes.
I think so.
I had almost given up hope. Bethlehem is the city of my birth, but we have looked everywhere, and
I can put you in the common room. You will have a dry floor to lie on.
You must not think I'm ungrateful, but my wife is with child, and You need privacy.
Yes. Her time is nearly come.
I would help you if I could, but there is no room here. And I cannot think, unless...
Anything.
It is a poor substitute, but I have a stable.
A stable? I... Yes, yes, thank you.
I have spoken with the priests and elders of my council in regard to this prophesied ruler whom you seek. He will be no son of mine.
Do you put trust in the prophecies, King Herod?
Yes, but he will be a spiritual monarch, a messiah, the promised prophet sprung from David.
But was not David a king?
Centuries ago. This new monarch is sent from God. He poses no threat to me.
Is there no mention in your prophecies of the manner or place in which the child will be born?
My counsel tells me he is to be born of a virgin and called Emmanuel. God with us. And that the place of his birth is set forth in the oracles of Micaeus. And you, Bethlehem, are far from the least among the princes of Judah. For out of you will arise a leader who is to be the shepherd of my people, Israel.
Bethlehem.
It calls him a ruler?
But a spiritual ruler, the Prince of Peace, sent from the Most High.
Then worthy of our homage?
Oh, truly worthy, and of mine. Go to Bethlehem and inquire carefully for the child. And when you have found him, bring me back word so that I too may come and worship him.
Bethlehem.
Make haste.
What light is this?
Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For in the city of David, a Savior is born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
David, that is Bethlehem.
A babe in a manger who is Christ the Lord.
Let us go quickly.
Are you here?
An angel of God appeared to us to say that an infant Savior was born.
Christ the Lord,
born tonight.
And wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger.
He is born. Come.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. Let us now meditate on the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of our Lord in the temple. We pray for an increase in the virtue of obedience. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of our Lord in the temple. We pray for that grace of a holy fear of ever offending our Lord and losing him through our sins, and the grace of humility to come back to him through the sacrament of penance. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please kneel. Gloria Saint Joseph, spouse of the Immaculate Virgin, obtain for me and all the members of my family and loved ones a confident, sinless, generous, and patient heart, in perfect resignation to the divine will. Be our guide, Father, and model throughout life, that we may merit a death like yours in the arms of Jesus and Mary. Help us, Saint Joseph, in our earthly strife, to fulfill our responsibilities and ever to lead a pure and blameless life. Heavenly Father, please ask the Holy Spirit, who resides in the innermost recesses of my soul, to help me to call to mind all of my sins and faults. Help me to detach myself from these faults and sins, so that I can be a useful instrument in the hands of the Most Holy Family to achieve your distinctive plan for my life. Let me now pause for a few moments to think of my sins, faults, and omissions. Prayer number 9. O my God,
I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to release the poor soul of one of our loved ones from purgatory. For each of us who received your Son in Holy Communion this day, and we ask these souls being released to pray continually that our families and the members and families of the Apostolate do your will.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The message of the crucified Son and of his mother at the foot of the cross is that the mysteries of suffering, love, and redemption are inseparably joined together. In bitterness and alienation from God and our fellow human beings, we will never find the answer to the question, the why of suffering. Calvary teaches us that we will find an answer, will find only through the obedience mentioned in the letter to the Hebrews. It is not obedience to a cruel or unjust God of our own making, but obedience to the God who so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Jesus prayed, not as I will, but as you will. Your will be done. And Mary began her pilgrimage of faith with the words, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. What we find is a loving act of self-giving on the part of Christ for the salvation of the world, and on the part of Mary as an active participant from the beginning in the saving mission of her Son.
Isn't the most perfect way to consecrate ourselves to Jesus is through Mary?
Without Mary, would be no Jesus, I think.
Yes.
So Mary is the greatest gift of God to the whole world, because I think she being the most pure, the most holy, and the closest to Jesus, naturally she is the one that could lead us closest to him.
Mm-hmm.
And our society, she is our patroness, and we have the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She is the cause of our joy, and the whole congregation tries to, more and more, to be the cause of her joy. She is cause of our joy because she's given us Jesus, and we try to be the cause of her joy by giving Jesus to others.
Very good.
And we have a very beautiful prayer to the Immaculate Heart. Mary, our mother, give us your heart so beautiful, so pure, so immaculate, your heart so full of love and humility, that we may be able to receive Jesus in the bread of life, love him as you loved him, and serve him in the distressing disguise of the poor. And our sisters grow in that love and attachment to Our Lady, especially by praying the rosary, because we pray the rosary always in the street. We never go to the people without praying, and because of that, I think the people always open the door to our sisters.
I think that's right. I notice your companion is Sister Fatima, yeah. And the Fatima message is so pertinent in today's world,
yes.
And particularly the attempted assassination on our Holy Father on the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. It was in Observatory Romano, and they talked about this miracle. And share with us what you feel of the Fatima message, Mother.
I think Our Lady is asking us all to bring back the love and the joy and the unity of family,
mm-hmm.
by bringing back the rosary into life of our families. I think we bring back the sacredness and the holiness that should be the strength of every family.
Because the rosary is really a chanting of sacred scripture.
It's the strongest weapon that we can use to spread love and compassion. Because in it we find the life of Jesus so beautifully lived. Mm-hmm. And we try to make use of it. Especially we have seen it in India very often, the sisters who go through the streets praying the rosary, very often they have been called into their family to a dying person and say, oh, we see you praying, please come and pray near the dying person. Mm-hmm. And so we have been able to help many people to go to God by just through the praying the rosary in a simple way in the streets.
Been listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the First Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, either for yourself or your family or friends, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or email info@afc.org. Or you can contact LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.